How many people here this morning have ever been to Zion National Park? Let me see your hands. Oh, quite a few, quite a few. We came back from our convention in Las Vegas. We took a day to go through Zion National Park. What a gorgeous place, huh? It's beautiful, beautiful. And I took a lot of pictures, but I wanted to use especially one picture because my theme today is the rock won't move. Well, you know, you could find dozens and dozens, I mean, like sheer walls and pillars. But I think this one was kind of interesting with the shadows and all. The rock that won't move. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're celebrating 5 years of God's faithfulness. And, you know, sometimes coming up with a sermon is kind of difficult, as David would say. Yes, that's true. If you're in a series, it's a little easier. You know where you're going the next week. But when you just come up with something new, okay, Lord, where are we going to go with this week? So I was listening to this song, and the song was actually called The Rock Will Move. I thought this is a great song. It's a catchy tune, and the words are powerful. And I said, that's it. Just like that. You know, sometimes I really pray and struggle, but I knew immediately what the theme was for the celebration today. It came easy. Here are some of the words to the song. Just give it a verse, first verse, and then the chorus. When the ground beneath my feet gives way, and I hear the sound of crashing waves, and all my world is washing out to sea, I've hidden safe in the God who never moves, holding fast to the promise of the truth, that you are holding tighter still to me. Then the chorus, the rock won't move, and his word is strong. The rock won't move, and his love can't be undone. The rock won't move, and his word is strong. The rock won't move, and his love can't be undone. The rock of our salvation. We're going to talk about that rock today. And I hope you're excited, because I am definitely excited. This whole topic and this celebration today. So it started with a song. And now we're going to talk about the rock that won't move. Let's just pray together, shall we? Father, we thank you that you are the solid rock. May that truth just sink home to us today in a way like never before, that we know we are on the solid rock. We celebrate your faithfulness over all these years. And Lord, we just rejoice today. Empower your word now. Bless this time together in a very, very special way. In Jesus' name, amen. So the rock that won't move. First of all, the first point is, Christ is the solid rock. He is, in fact, the only rock. Now, there's lots of other things you can build your life on, but they're like shifting sand. It's not going to hold you, especially when the storms of life come your way. And do the storms of life come, everybody? Oh, yes, do they ever. People look for all kinds of things to build their life on. You know, some people go one extreme, some people go to another extreme. Some people get into the party scene, and it is drugs and drinking and partying, and pretty soon that becomes a trap because now you got to have some of that stuff. So the life ends up on the rocks. Other people do the success route, climb the corporate ladder. I'm going to raise it, get to the top of my business. I'm going to step on people if I have to. I'm going to get there. Now I've got all this stuff. Look at me. I'm successful. I've achieved everything. I got a fancy house. I got a fancy car. I've got this and I got that. And then the storms of life come, and they fall apart too. See, there's only one rock. You know, when people's lives fall apart, you say, what happened? It may take years. Some people look, wow, they really got it together. But years later, all of a sudden, wow, why did they fall apart? Because they're not on the rock. You see, there's only one solid rock. That's Jesus Christ. It's kind of crazy to me. I was watching Bernie Sanders interviewing some guy that Trump had nominated. And you know what his whole issue was? Do you think Christianity is the only way? And he kept saying, yeah, that's my belief. You know, well, how about these people? How about these people? And he said, well, I can't vote for you. Bernie Sanders, you got a problem with the claims of Christ. He didn't say I'm one of the ways. He didn't say I'm a good example or a prophet. He didn't say any of that stuff. I mean, people just make up this stuff about who Christ is and what he said. Look what Jesus really said in John 14:6. It's a well-known verse, but I mean, you're going to have to struggle with that one. I came to a point in my life, it's like, oh, what do I do with this? What is he saying? What is Jesus claiming here? John 14:6. Very important verse. You might want to memorize that sometimes. He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one, if that one's strong enough, no one comes to the Father except through me. He didn't say, I am one of the many ways, or I'm a way. He says, I am the way. He didn't say, I have a little bit of life, some life. He says, I am the life. He didn't say, I'm a little bit of truth, there's truth everywhere else. No, he says, I am the truth. And if that wasn't bad enough, he says, no one comes to the Father except what? Through me. Now, what do you do with that? That's what Jesus claimed. He didn't say, I'm a good example. He didn't say, I'm a prophet. He didn't say, I'm one of the many ways. He said, I am the way. Now, okay, I got to struggle with that. Okay, either that's true or it's not true. And if it's not true, Jesus is one fancy deceiver, isn't he? He is one big liar. But look at the good he's brought into this world if he's a liar. I say it's the truth. That means that he is the only way. He is the only rock. Now, hey, you can try others if you want. If you want to waste your life, go try some of the other so-called rocks and see how long they hold you up. Because when the storms of life come, you're going down. You're going to fall apart. It's only Christ, the solid rock, boom, of whom I stand. The rock won't move. This rock is solid. This is the rock. Isn't it wonderful to know that you're on the rock, everybody? Are you on the rock? If you haven't received Christ, what are you waiting for? He's the only rock. He will hold you through everything in life. Now look at Matthew 16, verse 18. You've got to really understand this one. If you don't understand this verse, you could be all off in some weird teaching and thinking that Christ was building his church upon Peter. I don't usually like to throw out Greek words because I'm not trying to impress anybody here. But this verse, you have to know the Greek words because it's very crucial. Matthew 16:18, before that, Jesus said, who do people say I am? Some say John the Baptist, Elijah, prophet. What about you? Who do you say I am? Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you the truth, here's the verse, that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Is he saying that he's building a church upon Peter? How do you know that? Because next thing you know, he may be the first pope, and then there's other popes. Is it not Peter? No, because now you got to know the Greek. When he says, you are Peter, the word there is used is Petros, P-E-T-R-O-S. Petros, a stone. A stone. But he says, upon this rock, that's him, Christ, what's the word there? Petra, P-E-T-R-A. That's a large stone. That's a foundation stone. He's not saying, Peter, I'm going to build my church upon you. You're a little rock. I'm going to build a church upon me, Christ. I am the solid rock. I'm the foundation stone. That's what you build a building on. So he is the rock. The psalmist understood this, Psalm 18:12. He knew exactly about these things. Who God was to him. And I love the way he describes this. Psalm 18, verse 12. We read this. Psalm 18, 1 to 2. There's a little dash in there. That's not 12. 1 to 2. That makes more sense, doesn't it? Got to watch my little notes here. 1 to 2, I love you, O Lord, my strength. Then what does he say? The Lord is my rock. He's my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock. Do you know some of our songs this morning had a lot of talk about rock. That's, we did that on purpose. He's my rock, in whom I take refuge. He's my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Thursday night in our Bible study, they were looking at these places in Israel where they built, it's called a tell, where they built cities, and sometimes one upon the other, and it could be like hundreds and thousands of years. You build it on a high spot so you can defend it, right? Makes sense. And then he showed us the fortress where the big walls were, this way and that way. And then he showed us the entrance. We had to come into the city through the entrance, which could be shut, of course. And what was all that about? Protection. You went into the fortress and you were safe. He says, you're my rock. You're my fortress. I run into you and I'm safe. I'm on the rock. I'm on solid ground. And it's not going to move. Say it with me. I'm on the rock. And the rock will move. Oh, you're getting it. You're getting it. You'll have it by the time this sermon's done. The rock will move. Verse 2 of that song. It's a neat song. I almost thought I was going to play it for you this morning, but I got another song I want to play for you. Verse 2. My hope is in the promise of your blood, my support within the raging flood. That's the storm of life he's talking about. Even in the tempest, I can sing. I'm hidden safe in the God who never moves. Holding fast to the promise of the truth that you are holding tighter still to me. The rock won't move, and his word is strong. The rock won't move, and his love can be undone. The rock won't move, and his word is strong. The rock won't move, and his love can be undone. The rock of our salvation. And then the little bridge that says, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. You know the song. The rock won't move. The rock won't move. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest in his unchanging grace. And the rock will move. And the rock will move. Oh, this is exciting stuff. Somebody asked me, is this going to change my life this morning? Absolutely. If you get it, you'll be rock solid for the rest of your life. Point two, we're on the rock, we're secure. You want to be secure in life? When we do his thing, not our own, you can't just receive Christ and then go do your own thing. That's not how it works. If you're really a sincere believer and a follower of Christ, say, Lord, what's your will? I want to do your will every day. What's your will? That's what I want to do. And when you're busy doing his will, you know, he always comes through because he's faithful. That's why I can celebrate his faithfulness this morning, right? Because God is faithful. 5 years of his faithfulness and a whole lifetime of a faithfulness in my life. We can celebrate that. You know, God has been faithful to me all through my life. I don't want to bore you with too many stories, but when I was a little kid, I was always getting hurt. It's like, man, this kid's accident prone. It started out with candy. People give me candy. I don't know why. I guess if you're good, you got candy. And then I would choke on it. He's turning blue. Get him. Yeah. And I choked so many times, I got to where I could undo it myself, stick my fingers down my throat. Bah! It hurt. I mean, that was scary. You know, you can't breathe and it hurts. My brother Dirk and I, don't ask me what we were doing, what the whole point of it was. We're sitting on a little cart and he's pulling it down the road and it's a whole load of glass. And I'm sitting on top of the glass. Does that sound like a safe spot to be? The whole load shifted and down went the glass and I fell on top of that glass. I got this big, huge scar right here. I was bleeding to death. You know how I got to the hospital? Or the clinic, wherever it was? On the back of a bicycle. Some lady's pedaling away, and I'm hanging on for dear life because I'm like faint, and it's funny it didn't fall over. Do you guys remember? This is going to really age you here. Do you remember those old bicycles that didn't have the brakes like this, but they were in the pedals? How many remember those? Ah, you know, sometimes they worked, and sometimes they didn't. You're like, yes. And so I'm flying down this steep hill. There's a car, there's a road. I'm going to hit this car. I'm frantically trying to make the brakes work, and they won't work. And I just barely missed that car. I said, man, I look at all the times in my life I should have been dead, really. I'm still here. God's faithfulness, right? Then as I become a Christian, I get into some crazy scenes here. Brand new believer. I'm down in Skid Row, Portland. Skid Row. People are fighting. It's getting bloody. Police cars are pulling in. It's like, this is crazy. I'm not the slightest bit afraid. Because I'm not there doing my thing, remember? I'm there doing God's thing. I went to Lake Tahoe. I was a brand new Christian. Spent a whole summer in Lake Tahoe, California. Beautiful place. And we were going to have a Jesus music festival. And one weekend, the gangs rolled in, the motorcycle gangs. Dick, they were not the friendly ones. It was not the Christian Motorcycle Association. These were serious gang members, and they looked mean and they looked nasty and about freaked all the police out because there were thousands of them. I'm in the middle of the crowd handing out flyers. Come to the Jesus Music Festival. You'll love it. Big guys, you know. It's like, oh, you know, a guy could get hurt in the middle of these guys. I mean, no fear. God's been faithful everywhere I've been. I stood in a church in Egypt where the believers were blown up. Shocking. I see the pictures on the wall. I see their faces. A blooded shroud over there that they kept. It's like, this could happen right now to me. I'm not afraid. Am I out there doing my thing? No, I'm there for God's purposes. Went to another part in Cairo where Christians got mowed down right in the street. We were right on the scene. We were right in the middle of all these riots and this craziness. As we get along, we do some crazy things as a family, don't we, Katie? Send our daughter off to Rio Janeiro, Brazil, the murder capital of the world. It's like, have we lost our mind? 600 other girls. They were so in favor with the gangs, because you can't even go to those neighborhoods without the gang's permission. They liked what they were doing. They had freedom all over. I mean, some of this stuff we've done, some of the places we've been. You know, here's the simple truth, everybody. Look at Psalm 139, one of my favorite psalms. I love this psalm. It's about how we're wonderfully made before we were born. God knew us before we were born. And then he says this incredible truth that God saw us before we were even born. And in Psalm 139, verse 16, where it says, your eyes saw my unformed body all, listen carefully, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. You know what he's saying? God has my days numbered. If you're in God's will, you are totally secure. Do you believe that? Does anybody believe that? I don't care if a guy walked up to me and had a gun to my head and says, I'm about to kill you. And God says, his days are not over yet, because I know exactly how many days I want him on this earth. That guy is either going to, is going to misfire, he's going to keel over with a heart attack or something, but I'll tell you what, he is not killing me that day. Because God says, your time's not done. I got your days numbered. You're on the solid rock, and you aren't going anywhere. Isn't that exciting? Boy, that ought to give you some peace, huh? Now, don't go do stupid stuff, okay? I mean, when it says the speed 65, you don't go 100 and say, my days are numbered. I don't have to worry about it. That's not how it works. Matthew 7, Jesus told a story about this whole business about being on a solid rock. And it was a parable about somebody building a house. And, of course, he wasn't just talking about a regular house. He was talking about people's lives. Matthew 7, verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house, what? On the what? The rock. And the rock won't? It isn't going to move. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Jesus is saying, if you built your life on me, it doesn't matter, the storms of life may come, and they do come, don't they? Sickness, setback, loss, suffering, whatever storms come, you will stand. Because the rock isn't going to move. He said it in another way in Luke chapter 6. Same kind of idea, but a couple key words here. Luke chapter 6, verse 46 to 49. He says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice." Here's the same idea here. "He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck at the house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and the destruction was complete." Sometimes you look at other people's lives that don't know the Lord and say, "Well, they seem to be doing just fine." Just give it time. Sooner or later, storms of life are going to come and they won't stand. That house is going to collapse. Have you seen it? Have you seen it in other people's lives? He is the solid rock. And I saw this in Glen Allen. Glen Allen, Alaska was a town about an hour away from where we live. And in Alaska, they got this thing called permafrost, permaheaves. Anybody ever heard of that? Fun to drive down these roads where it's like every year they try to fix those permaheaves. It's like a lost battle. Every year they're back. They even try to go down to the bare dirt and put those foam panels down first and then put the pavement on top of that, but it is just a constant battle. So this bank in Glen Allen was going to build a brand new bank. I watched them. They brought in big equipment and they drilled holes way down through the permafrost until they finally hit what? Rock. And then they built the bank on top of that. See, that's what he's talking about here. You got to be on a solid rock that won't move. That means your life becomes unshakable. Nothing phases you anymore because you're on the rock and you know it won't move. That's an exciting thing. You can face anything. Heartache, sickness, sadness. You know, when you know, this is why it's such an important message, when you know and understand that you are on the rock, you really do become unshakable. So we were at this convention in Las Vegas. Yes, we were at a convention. I was not at the machine center. Didn't even have time for it. Somebody said, "Yeah, I know why you're going to Las Vegas." We had a convention, business convention, not even a Christian convention. But somebody shared a story about a lady. She's probably in her 30s. And she lost her husband at the age of 33. Suddenly, big, big tragedy, storms of life, right? And so she had four kids to raise by herself, and praise God for the business because that's how she survived and it actually grew. But she was on stage and the MC says, "So I understand that you sing." He says, "Yes." He says, "I understand you wrote a special song for us." He says, "Yes, I did. Would you like to sing that?" "Yes." It was called Grateful Daughter. Grateful Daughter. This lady begins to sing, and her mouth dropped. It's like, wow, listen to that voice. And listen to the passion in her song. This is incredible. She's singing about being on her knees, talking to her creator, and being a grateful daughter when she's lost her husband who was only 33. How's that possible? And then her mother died too. If that wasn't enough, the storms of life came big time. And I want you to hear this lady sing this song. It'll deeply move you. You probably won't hear every word, but just listen the best you can. You get the gist of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. for relief. You saw the fears holding me down, just like chains that I couldn't break. You saw the tears drowning me out. You saw like stripes on my back.
What a voice, huh? What passion. I kid you not, everybody. There's 12,000, 13,000 people. We're all crying. We're all doing this. I said, kid, where are we? Are we in church or what? I thought I was in church. How can this lady sing like that? How can she sing with such emotion, with such passion, that she really feels it? She just lost her husband. He was only 33. And then she lost her mother. How can that lady sing like that? And like she really believes it? Hey, there's only one answer. And you know what it is, don't you? She was what? Help me out. Huh? On the rock. And the rock?
Won't move.
You know, that's the, you see, this, I wanted you to hear that song because, like, wow. There was another person, too, and I won't have time to tell their story. They lost their high school age girl in an accident, and people just gathered around by the thousands and prayed for her, and it was a video to her legacy, to her life, and she's singing worship songs to Jesus. And they all talked about how Jesus had gathered around, and people had gathered around, how they somehow made it through this very, very difficult time. I'm your grateful daughter. I'm down on my knees. Talking to my Creator. How in the world can you do that? Only when you're on the rock. Only when you're on the rock. That brings me to my third point. Our future looks secure in the rock. We know that Christ is the only rock. When you're on Christ, you're on a solid rock. You're secure, and your future is secure. We have seen 5 years of God's faithfulness here. From day one, we have never missed a single bill. From the very beginning. People have come and gone. There's like a lot of people. This is a very transition type of environment here. People come, then they move on. Some come for the summer. I mean, it's like this constantly, but we've been able to impact a lot of lives, and God's work is getting done. It's His church. You've heard me say this, and I'll say it 1,000 times more. This is not my church. Get it once and for all. People said, well, you helped start this church. You're the founder of the church. No, big deal. It's not mine. Don't you ever make something that belongs to God. Don't you ever make it yours. You hear me? Don't ever make it yours. I don't care what ministry you got. It's not yours. It's his. And he knows how to take care of his own work, doesn't he? That's why I like it being his. Because, boy, he just keeps meeting our needs. He's faithful to his own church. He's faithful to you individually. He's been faithful now for 5 years. What will the next 5 years bring? What will the next 10 years bring? Am I worried about it? Not the slightest bit. Financially, we're a little down because people have moved. Not because they're upset. People moved to other places. That's okay. We just need to pray for God to bring some more new people to your church. We're still in the black. We're doing fine. We're just not as far in the black as we used to be. That, do I look stressed out? Do I look at my hand. Does it look shaky to you? No, I'm on the rock, and it's not going to move. We're in good shape as a church. We're in good shape individually. God will never let us down. And that's an exciting thing to know this morning as we celebrate his goodness. So personally, for all of you here, every one of you, if you're on the rock, the solid rock, are you on the rock? You're secure. Are you on the rock? Doesn't matter what storms will come through your life. You will stand. Because the rock is not moving. Man, I love this rock. I love it, I love it, I love it. Psalm 31:3, just a couple quick psalms here. Then we're almost done. Psalm 31, verse 3 says, since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. David understood. He's on a solid rock. God says rock. He says fortress. He's going to lead him. He's going to guide him. Psalm 19:14. It is so good, isn't it, to be on the rock? So good. Psalm 19:14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Redeemer means you've been bought with a price. To redeem somebody, you've got to pay the price. Christ paid that price. He's our redeemer. With his precious blood, he bought us so we can know him and so we can be on the rock, and our life is rock solid. Let me close with this story here. Now that lady that sang that song with such passion, I mean, wasn't that moving? Oh my goodness. Every time I hear that song, I'm just deeply moved. It's like, wow, that is, you can download it on iTunes for 99 cents. Might be worth it. I could play that a lot. But that was pretty extreme, what happened to her, all the things. But here's one that's also quite extreme, and I can't think of anything more extreme. A story shared by Corey Ten Boom, who was at the Nazi death camp in Ravensbrück. When a roll call would come sometimes at 4:30 in the morning and they were forced to stand for hours in the cold, the bitter cold, which is pretty cruel when you think about it, in the pre-dawn darkness. Nearby, she says, were the punishment barracks where all day and all into the night would come the sounds of cruelty. I mean, it was just living hell being in these places. No other way to say it. Cruelty. Blows landing in regular rhythm and screams keeping pace. But Corey and her sister had a Bible. And at every opportunity they would gather the women together like orphans around a blazing fire and read Romans 8. Now you know, probably know what's coming here, if you know Romans at all. She said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Would you agree that going through the storms of life, if you're in a concentration camp, I mean, the storms can't get much worse than that, can they? And then she says, Corey later said, "I would look about us as Betsy Red, watching the light leap from face to face. More than conquerors." That's what the Romans said. We're conquerors. "More than conquerors. It was not a wish. It was a fact. And we knew it. We experienced it minute by minute in an ever-widening circle of help and hope. Life at Ravensbrück took place on two separate levels." Are you ready what the two levels were? He says, one, the observable external life grew every day more horrible. I mean, you can imagine living in a concentration camp, hell on earth. The other life, the life we live with God, grew daily better and better. Truth upon truth, glory upon glory. How can you say that when you're living in a concentration camp, waiting for your death to come around? How can you say that? Because, come on, you're on the rock. And it won't move. We're on, and the rock won't move. Well, I hope you get this morning, because this is, yes, this is life-changing. Do you agree? If you understand this and you know Christ, you are absolutely secure. Yes? Absolutely. You become unshakable. Nothing fazes you. That doesn't mean life's going to be easy. Jesus didn't say that. You will have storms of life, but you won't fall apart. You'll be like the lady that can sing like that after losing her husband and say, "I'm on my knees with my Creator. I'm a grateful daughter. Thank you, Lord. You're the rock. He is the only rock. When you're on this rock, you're secure. And your future is secure, both individually and as a church." Are you excited this morning? Let this truth sink in, and may it change you forever. Let's pray. Lord, we've been deeply moved by your word, by your message. We know that, Jesus, you are the only rock. And people can try all kinds of other stuff, but sooner or later, the storms of life is going to come, and they're going to fall apart. Those rocks won't hold them. But thank you, Lord, that you are the rock, and that you never move. We can trust you with all of our hearts. And we are secure, and our future is secure. No matter what storms of life come, we are rock solid in you. And Lord, we just praise you this morning. Thank you for your faithfulness over these years. We give you all the glory for it. In Jesus' name.